size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Welcome into Wayne, Nebraska, here on the campus of Wayne State College in beautiful Wayne, Nebraska, and Northwest women's basketball about to get going. 18 minutes to tip against Northern State, and we'll find out what this season holds. Get a little preview, I guess, of what this season holds for the Northwest women's basketball team. Head coach Michael Smith in his second season, previously was the head coach at Truman State for 5 years. He's back his second season alongside assistant coach Buck Scheel, and we'll see what the women's team has to offer this year. 9 new players, a lot of new faces for this team, and a lot of questions to be answered. A little bit of a down year last year, 10-17, 7-12 in conference, but definitely were in a lot of games. Lost 8 games by 7 points or less. They were 5-8 in games decided in single digits, and I'm sure that's something they'd like to flip this year and grab a few more victories down the stretch, see if they can pull a few out. But definitely a new face team, 9 new faces on this team, and we'll hear from head coach Michael Smith a little bit later about how excited they are to get this season rolling. A lot of practice and kind of beating up on each other throughout the past few weeks, and they're ready to go and ready to roll. A tough little tournament up here, the NSIC MIAA Challenge. Northern State, Wayne State, and then Nebraska Kearney is the other MIAA school up here. They just lost to Wayne State, the host school, the early game tonight. They fell in that one. We'll see if Northwest can even the score for the MIAA in this one here. 17 minutes to tip. Chucky Kemp with you on the call tonight from Wayne, Nebraska. We'll take a quick break on the Bearcat Radio Network and be right back with more pregame comments.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4600.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back here on the Bearcat Radio Network in Wayne, Nebraska. Chucky Kemp with you for the call tonight in place of John Coffey and Matt Gorder. They're back home in Maryville calling the men's game. They tipped off at 7 o'clock tonight, and they are going up against, see here, Minnesota State University Moorhead. That game was at 7. Trying to get you some score updates to go along with that a little bit later in the broadcast. We'll hear from Michael Smith coming up next, head coach of the women's basketball team. But they're warming up right now. Looks like they're going to be in some brand new unis, looking pretty good. The Bearcat, the new Bearcat Paul on the front of them. And like I said in the break, in the first segment, 9 new players on this team. New jerseys, just a complete new look for them. They're going up against Northern State tonight, and one of the most winningest head coaches in Division II history. 747 total wins for Kurt Fredrickson. It is his 36th season for Northern State. They are out of Aberdeen, South Dakota, and that is just mind-blowing. Well, he's been coaching there well longer than I've even been alive. Head coach Michael Smith even joked about that a little bit, of how long he has been at Northern State, and we'll see what they've got to offer. Returning four starters, a couple names to watch out for: Megan Mutchler, 11.3 points per game last year, 6.5 rebounds, and Rachel Krogman, 15.5 points per game and 10 rebounds. That is a double-double average on the season for her last year. They did lose their leading scorer, but still returning a lot. It should be a very good matchup for Northwest, and definitely a nice little measuring stick for them in their first game of the season. We'll see what they've got to offer. 13 minutes until tip-off. We're going to come back, take a quick break here. We'll come back. Michael Smith, a quick interview with him, see what this team's got to offer. He's on the coach's show earlier this week. Talk a little bit more about this season, how excited they are to play, and kind of what to expect from this team. Chucky Kemp here on the call in Wayne, Nebraska. We'll take a two-minute break and be back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back here on the Bearcat Radio Network, now talking with head coach Michael Smith of the Northwest Women's Bearcats. Coach, talked with John Coffey and Matt Gorder earlier this week, kind of some of the same stuff, but finally game day. It's been all practice at this point. Is it pretty exciting that it's now here?
Well, it is. It's finally an opportunity for us just to kind of see where we're at and where we need to be. You know, we're coming in here to a tough tournament this weekend, playing two quality teams, and, you know, as you mentioned, after a while you get tired of practicing against each other because everybody knows what everybody's going to do and knows the plays, and, you know, now we get a chance to see, and it's like I told our girls, you know, we need to control what we can control tonight, you know, and that, a lot of things that we talk about is our energy and our effort and, you know, see what happens because it is a new year and it's a new team and we're still trying to get familiar with each other.
How about the team? You do have a lot of new players. How do you feel like they're going to respond tonight? How do you feel like they're ready to go for this year?
Well, I hope so, you know, because, you know, again, I know they've been anticipating this moment for a long time and, you know, and again, we're just still trying to figure out, you know, maybe some rotations, who's going to play well together, who's going to give us good minutes, you know, who's going to play smart, who's, you know, more importantly off these returners is who's matured. You know, that's kind of what I'm looking for, too, who's ready to take on a little bit more leadership for us. So those type of things, you know, and I, you know, again, I said, hey, this is game 1 of 28 that we're guaranteed this year. You know, we can't win the MIAA in the first game of the season, so it's just about us getting familiar with us, knowing what we can do and seeing what we need to get better at in the few days to come.
You mentioned figuring some stuff out. Is that what these early games are for, trying to figure out some rotations and what's going to work for you?
Well, I do. I think, you know, we scheduled really good competition for a reason, just because I have high expectations for this group, you know, to get better. It will prepare us for an MIAA conference schedule that, you know, gets started up here in less than a month. We're opening up MIAA play, so a couple of things out of this. But more importantly, you know, we could have scheduled somebody maybe a little easier, but I don't know necessarily we would have seen a lot of the things that, you know, weaknesses per se, what we need to work on. We're playing tough teams right now, teams that have played in the NCAA tournament, and we'll get to compare ourselves, and our, hopefully our girls will get a chance to open their eyes too and say, hey, we're really close. And that's what I'm hoping that we can say when we leave tonight and tomorrow.
Is there anything about your team this year that you feel like you've got to do to be successful?
Well, we've got to play smart. We've got to play the next possession. You know, a lot of times, for say last year, is we would have a bad possession and we would let it carry over to the next one. So we got to play each possession as if it's a new life, it's a new opportunity for us. And if we make a bad decision, say on offense, then we've got to hustle back and really try to make up for that on the defensive end.
How about tonight? This weekend, start with Northern State, a very good team inside. What do you see from them? What are you going to have to do to win tonight?
You know, very patient, very mature team. They are NCAA tournament team last year, 24-game winner. Coach that's been around, won a lot of games. He's coached almost as long as I am old. You know, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but so he's got a lot of wins under his belt. His team understands his system a little bit. You know, I think our kids, second year with me, they're still trying to figure out me a little bit. I think our returners do know me as far as in certain situations, but we've got, you know, a bunch of new players out there, and they're still trying to figure me out as well as their teammates.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network with some Bearcat women's basketball coming up next.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Joxnet Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Joxnet offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at joxnet.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Wayne, Nebraska, on the campus of Wayne State College. Northwest about to take on Northern State in the NSIC MIAA Challenge here at Wayne State College. And tomorrow it'll be Wayne State College and Northwest taking on each other. Nebraska Kearney will play Northern State tomorrow. Northwest women will tip at 4 o'clock. We'll start at 3:40. Busy week of Bearcat sports ahead in general. Tonight, the men's basketball team at home against Minnesota State University Moorhead. That game started at 7, and they just went to the halftime. Minnesota State leads Northwest Missouri State 26-23 right now at half. Tomorrow, Bearcat football. The game moved from Arrowhead back to Bearcat Stadium because of some inclement weather. Supposed to be in the area on Saturday. They now play Washburn at 1 o'clock at Bearcat Stadium. Pregame at 12 on KXCV and KRNW. And men's basketball at home again against Upper Iowa University at 5 o'clock after Northwest football. Starters for tonight. First for Northern State, Paige Wadashek, a sophomore guard from Lena Lakes, Minnesota. Megan Mutchler, a forward from Newell, South Dakota. Rachel Krogman, a forward from Elkton, South Dakota. Sadie Stotesbury from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Devin Breck, a small forward from Wagner, South Dakota. For the Northwest Bearcats, starting at point guard, Taylor Scholl, the junior from Bradley University, transferred this year from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. At the two guards, Samantha Hurst, Sam Hurst. At three, Ariel Easton from South Bend, Indiana, one of two seniors on this team. At four, Timber Schechinger from Manila, Iowa. And starting at center, Shelby Mustaine from Jefferson City, Missouri. Going a little bit deeper into those last couple names, Ariel Easton, Timber Schechinger, Shelby Mustaine, three of the big returners from last year's team, only six coming back. Maggie Martin, of course, missed last year, so only five have actually played for head coach Michael Smith for a full season as Martin tore ACL last year. Shelby Mustaine stepped in to fill that void with 5.5 points and 5 1/3 rebounds per game, and we'll see if her and Martin could get things going tonight together on the court. The two big girls, 6'3" apiece, and they should play a big role against the Northern State team that really likes to get the ball inside. A minute, 20 seconds to game time here in Wayne, Nebraska. We'll take another break, come back with the game of the night, I guess. Northern State and the Northwest Bearcats tipping off at 8 o'clock. 1 minute to go. We'll be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska for Northwest Women's Basketball against Northern State tonight. Northwest will be on the visitor's side of the scoreboard. Northern State, the home team for tonight's matchup. The host school, Wayne State, defeated Nebraska Kearney 78-50 in the early game, moving Wayne State to 1-0 on the season. Nebraska Kearney 2-0-1. Obviously a long season. See how things go for those teams tomorrow. Obviously the teams will flip. Northwest will not play Nebraska Kearney. They'll play a few times in the regular season, being in the same conference in the MIAA, as Northwest is announcing their starters, and we'll get the starters from Northern State, and then we will start here in Wayne, Nebraska, and see what the first game of the season holds for this Northwest team. Taylor Scholl, Sam Hurst, Ariel Easton, Timber Schechinger, and Shelby Mustang going to start things for the Northwest Bearcats this season. Taking a look at the next couple games, after they leave Wayne, they'll head back home for five straight, and that'll start on November 17th against the College of St. Mary. Then they've got the Winstead-Reeves Classic next weekend at Northwest, and then a couple more after that still at home. And that'll be a nice little start for them, two in this tournament up here in Wayne, Nebraska, and then go home for five games, hopefully get some momentum when they start that gruesome MIAA conference schedule, and that'll start with Emporia State and Pittsburgh State, both on the road for them in that one. It's going to be an interesting game tonight. Northern State's going to like to go inside, and we'll see what Mustang and Schechinger and the rest of the bigs for Northwest have to say about that, and I think it might be the opposite on the other side. Ariel Easton, Sam Hurst, Taylor Scholl, I think Timber Schechinger's going to step out and take the three a little bit, and I think you're going to see quite the opposite game on each end. The Bearcats might try and step out and shoot a few more, and I think Northern State's going to keep it inside to the bigs with Stotesbury, Krogman, I mean Mutchler in there at the three guard, and she's 6'1", and they're just a very big lineup for them tonight, and we'll see how Northwest answers. A little bit more speed for them, especially on the perimeter with Scholl, Hurst, and Easton. Game's about to get going. Northwest ready to go. Green on green with the white stripes on the sides of their jerseys. I believe those are brand new this year. Maybe not. Might be wrong. The warm-ups were definitely new. Northern State, white tops, white bottoms, and a red and yellow stripe down the side, and we'll see what Northwest can do tonight in their first game of the season. Men at the break right now at home, 26-23. That game will get going pretty quick, and I'll keep you updated on the score in that one. Mustang will jump against Mutchler, and that's a re-tip here. Ball is up, and Northern State wins it. So across comes Paige Wadashek, and she'll take it right side, guarded by Hurst. Swings it to the right wing. Breck has it now up top to Stotesbury. Stotesbury left side to Wadashek. She's going to take a three here, and that one's good. 3-0 lead for Northern State to start things 20 seconds into the game. Here comes Taylor Scholl, the transfer from Bradley University, into Schechinger. And Schechinger off the glass there, a miss, and now Northern State heads the other way. Wadashek with the rebound, brings it across the timeline. Hurst picks her up there, and she'll set it up top. High defense from Hurst, about 8 feet away from the three line. On the right wing, swings it inside, dumps it in, and a left-hand layup off the glass for Mutchler. That one is good, and head coach Michael Smith's going to take a quick timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout with him. Northern State leads Northwest Missouri State 5-0 here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
For the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Northwest with the ball. Schechinger at the elbow gets tangled up there, and that'll be a jump ball, and that will stay on the Bearcats' side of the court, and they'll have an inbound underneath. Northwest trails 5-0 here earlier to Northern State. Wadashek with a three and Mutchler with a layup to give them a 5-0 lead. Ariel Easton gets the touch for the first time inside, tangled up, and the ball stripped away. Here comes Wadashek, dribbles it off her own teammate, and that one will go out of bounds. Northwest ball. 18:53 to go here in the first half. Northwest has only got one shot up on their two possessions. This is now their third possession. Easton has it on the left side, drives baseline, steps back and puts it up. That one's no good. Mustaine, and he had called for over the back. Tried to tip that one out to Sam Hurst and can't get it done, so Northern State will take over. Here comes Wadashek. Hurst picks her up in the backcourt. She goes right side across the timeline at the wing. Good defense there. Easton now picks up Devin Breck on the right side. She swings it up top. Stotesbury over to Wadashek, and she'll set things up again. 10 on the shot clock now. Drives right off a pick. Steps back. Here's a three again from Wadashek. No good. And rebound Stotesbury. Schechinger ties her up and slings her down out of bounds, but it'll be Northern State ball. Fresh shot clock at 29 with 18 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first half. An inbound for Northern State under the basket. Over the top, Stotesbury backs down Schechinger, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Kember has it, and they'll head the other direction. Here comes Taylor Schull on the right side. Swings to Kember, top of the key, and she'll swing to Easton on the left side, who drives in, and it'll be a push there. Not sure who they got for this one. First team foul for Northern State. That'll be on Stotesbury. It'd be nice to get her in foul trouble earlier in this one. Northwest with an inbound underneath. Kember Schechinger, left side, three for her, no good, and rebounded by Mutchler. And here comes Paige Wadashek again, 5-0 lead, 17:55 to go in the first half. Right side to Mutchler, swings it underneath, good pass there, easy layup, and it is in for Megan Mutchler, her second bucket of the game. 7-0 Northern State. Here comes Taylor Schull. Inside to Mustaine, back to Schull on the right wing, and over to Sam Hurst in the corner. Hurst drives, kicks it out to Taylor Schull. She'll swing to Easton. She'll take it in around her defender, off the glass, no good. Mustaine can't get the rebound, and Northern State heads the other way. Paige Wadashek brings it left side. No one's picking her up. Left elbow, swings to Stotesbury, and that one's good from the left baseline. Hot start for Northern State, 9-0 lead. Northwest hasn't got a couple good shots off. Haven't had anything fall yet. Easton on the left side up to Mustaine. Top of the key. Lobs it inside. Schechinger's got it off the glass. No good. And she can't get the layup to fall. 9-0. Northern State has it heading the other way. Wadashek crosses up Hurst and gets it across the timeline. Pass left wing. This is Breck. Breck goes inside to Mutchler. Out top to Stotesbury. And she's going to missed that one. Schechinger with her second rebound of the game. Here comes Taylor Schull in transition into Schechinger. A push there from Stotesbury. Back to Schull. Her first shot is a Bearcat. No good. Rebound goes to Northern State. Krogman has it, and she'll give it up to Wadashek. First really good defender so far on Wadashek off the dribble. A couple open shots, but not much room. Stotesbury on the left wing, swings it back up top, three for Mutchler. That one falls out. Rebound goes to Northern State. Breck has it right wing. And they'll reset it with Wadashek. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Hurst has it on the left wing. Pick there. Here comes Breck. Right at the free throw line. Right elbow jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Mustaine. She rips it away. They're going to call it jump ball. Maybe a little early on that one, but 15:52 to go, and Northern State remains in possession. Mustaine comes out, and in comes Tanya Meyer, a freshman forward from Sioux City, Iowa. Her first time as a Bearcat. A lot of firsts tonight. Schechinger almost steals that one, but Stotesbury has it. A long two for her is good. Well, that'll make it 11-0 lead for Northern State. Northwest needs to get something going here. Easton swings it to Schechinger. She has it on the left wing, guarded by Stotesbury. Here's Ariel's first three of the season. That's no good off the backboard. And she's going to steal this one away. No, she'll grab. Wadashek grabs possession back, and they'll bring it across. 5:15:20 to go in the first half. Approaching our first media timeout as Wadashek's tied up. Now inside to Mutchler. She throws up a shot, no good, but a foul called on Timber Schechinger. Second team foul for Northwest. Schechinger's first. Third team foul, Schechinger's first. Mutchler at the line, and the first one's no good. Here comes a sub for Northwest. It'll be Bailey Smith, a freshman guard from Columbus, Nebraska. She'll take the spot of Sam Hurst. Mutchler couldn't get the first one to fall. Here's the second. It is good. So a 12-0 lead for Northern State. Here comes Taylor Scholl. Calls the play, and they'll set things up here, looking for their first bucket of the season and of the game. Easton on the right wing, looking inside. Now back up to Smith. Smith swings it in. They'll go inside to the freshman off the bench. That's Tanya Meyer, her first bucket of the game, and gives Northwest 2 points on the board. 12-2 lead for Northern State, 14:45 to go. A little spark off the bench from the freshman. Good move to get inside here. Kara Hofschild has checked in for Northern State. She swings it. Now Stotesbury down on the baseline. Back up top to Hofschild. 14:30 to go. 12-2 lead Northern State. Good move there. Shot is no good from Hofschild. Rebound goes to Meyer, and she'll get it up to Taylor Scholl. Here comes Scholl on the right wing. Crossover dribble. Back to the top. Over to the right side to Bailey Smith. Now back to Scholl. Trying to get it inside. Easton pump fake on the three. Inside to Smith, and they will grab it off a hand, but actually Tanya Meyer grabs it back and gets it out. Here's Schechinger, 8 on the shot clock. 3 ball from her is no good off the glass. Rebound Meyer, good rebound there. Out to Scholl, long 3 is no good. Rebound Bailey Smith, so they'll set it up again. 2 offensive rebounds on the drive. Second chance points, definitely going to be big for Northwest. Scholl on the right side has it. Swings to Ariel Easton. Her three at the top of the key is no good off the rim, and that one will go out of bounds. Northern State ball. And we have our first media timeout. 13:39 to go in the first half. 12-2 lead for Northern State. We'll take a timeout and be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Northwest trails Northern State 12-2 here in the first half with 13:39 to go in the first. Northern State got off to a 12-0 start after Northwest took a while to get going. Tanya Meyer with her first bucket of the season of her career as a Bearcat. She's a nice spark off the bench, an offensive rebound to go inside as Taylor Scholl is called for a foul. Fouled Mutchler down under the basket, so that's when Northern State will inbound. Out to the right baseline, driving in is Hofschild, another foul called, this one on Bailey Smith. Smith's first foul of the game. Meyer, Scholl, Schechinger, Easton, and Smith is the lineup for Northwest. Stokesbury inbounds from the right side up to Hofschild. Swings to the left to Mutchler. Scholl guarding her up to the top to Stokesbury. She'll come back left wing. Now they'll go inside. This is Krogman. She spins, gets trapped. Easton jumps back out on Mutchler. Now drive by Hofschild. Back outside, it's Magner. She throws one off the glass, no good. Rebound, Ariel Easton in transition, 3-on-2. Smith on the right side, pump fake, goes up, and they're going to call a block underneath the basket, and Easton will go to the line for two. Aggressive play there from Easton, trying to get something on the board here, and a couple free throws for her, and Alexandria Blorock, Allie Blorock, will check in for Timber Schechinger after the first one. Easton's first one is good, so that makes it 12-3 lead now as Schechinger comes out. 13:02 to go in the first half. Easton's second shot up and good, so 2-for-2 from the free throw line from her, a 72% free throw line last year. Northwest pressing here. Stokesbury swings it up to Mutchler. She's going to throw a cross-court pass up to Magner, takes it in off the glass, no good. Rebound Stokesbury, throws it off the glass and no good. So she'll go to the line for two after Smith fouled her. Kind of a loose ball foul there, and Northwest called for it. Smith's second one, so here comes Sam Hurst to check in for Smith, who's got two. Stokesbury's first is good. 13-4 lead now for Northern State. 12-0 run to start for Northern State, a 4-0 run for Northwest Missouri State. Stokesbury, 1-for-1 on the night from the line. Here's her second. That one's off the glass, and no good. Rebound, Northern State. Mutchler grabs it, and they'll set up with a fresh shot clock. And Hofschild has it up top, guarded by Hurst. Hurst started the game, and Smith came in for her. She's back now with 12:30 to go in the half. They go inside. Pivot, looked like a travel there, no call. Easton grabs the rebound off the miss. That was Lauren Diedrich with her first shot of the game, missing off the glass. Taylor Scholl has it right wing. Here comes Easton off the screen. Pump fakes, drives baseline, steps back. Now back to Scholl, trying to get it to Tanya Meyer inside. Easton gets it in there. Now she'll take it back for a three from the right wing. That's no good. Rebound goes to Hurst. She puts it up, and it's good. Good rebound from the freshman guard, Sam Hurst. Or junior guard, excuse me. Just ticked under 12 minutes to go in the first half. 13-6 lead, Northern State. Hurst guarding Hofschild up top. Over to the right side, that's Devin Breck. Breck goes inside to Mutchler, and we've got a travel call, maybe an illegal screen here. We'll see an illegal screen there, and that one's going to go against Lauren Diedrich. Here comes Shelby Mustang in for Tanya Meyer. Meyer not quite the size of Mustang, but definitely made a big impact coming in there. Here comes Taylor Scholl down the left side of the court, over to Easton on the left wing. She's guarded by Mutchler. Blorock gives her his pick, and she throws it up, and Mustang can't grab it. Kind of a, couldn't decide between a shot and a pass there, as Northern State has it. Here comes Kara Hofschild, guarded by Ariel Easton. Tight defense at the timeline, dribbles to the right wing, lobs it up, and that's out of bounds. Bad pass from Hofschild. Good defense from Easton. Led the team in scoring last year with 15.7 a game. 42 steals for Easton on the season. Inside to Mustang, back to the basket, out to Blorock, swings it to Hurst on the right wing. Hurst in trouble now, looking for some help, throws it up. That one is picked off. Hofschild in transition, Mustang chasing and off the glass. It is good as Hofschild puts that one in for her second bucket of the night. First bucket of the night, excuse me. 15-6 lead, Northern State. Here comes Taylor Scholl over to Blorock and swings to Easton. Easton to Mustang, top of the key. Over to Hurst on the right wing. Goes off a Mustang pick, swings to Ariel Easton. Cross-court pass to Taylor Scholl. Scholl dribbles. Now dishes back to Easton, top of the key. Crossover on Stotesbury. A little mismatch at Easton. It's a nice little floating jumper there. Stotesbury not quite quick enough to guard her. 10:20 to go in the first half. 15-8 lead for Northern State. And Easton tips that one. They're going to stay on this side of the court. And we'll see another Northwest new face as Taylor Scholl comes off for the first time. Elizabeth Finn, as the girls call her, Liz Finn, will check in. And also Morgan Walker. Walker, a junior transfer from North Iowa Area Community College, and Finn, a freshman from Bettendorf, Iowa. Left side, Mutchler up top to Krogman. Krogman swings to Hofschild, goes inside. Jumper is no good. Rebound. Mustaine on the ground, and Northern State looks like they're going to come up with it. They will. Krogman out top to Hofschild, and they'll reset with a fresh shot clock. Hurst guarding her. Here's Mustaine out top guarding Krogman. Now back to the top of the key to Hofschild. Finn steps out. That one tipped, and they're going to call a foul on Blorock. Reaching around Lauren Diedrich. Northern State will stay in possession. That'll be our second media timeout here. 9:44 to go in the first half. Northwest cut it to a 7-point game. Northern State leads 15-8 here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Northern State leads Northwest Missouri State 15-8, but after a 12-0 start, Northwest has came back and won the last probably 8 minutes, 8-3. A good start for them after that, I guess a good second part of that game after a bad start for them. But 15-8 is the score. Now an inbound for Northern State and a quick jumper there for Krogman. And that makes it a 9-point game, 17-8. Comes Liz Finn up the court. She'll swing it left side to Hurst. Hurst inside to Mustaine. Looking into Schechinger inside on the block. Schechinger to Mustaine. Mid-range jumper is no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and no good again. Rebound goes to Northern State, but she fell down and no traveling call. They'll call a foul there. Looks like it's going to be on Timber Schechinger. And it is her second of the game. Most of Northwest points, if I'm not mistaken, have came off the bench. I guess not. Meyer had the two, and then Easton and Hurst. Hurst scored. Hurst coming back off the bench. Front end of the 1-1 is good, so that makes it 18-8. Out comes Schechinger, and out comes Finn. As Tanya Meyer checks back in, and Taylor Scholl comes back in. Second one is no good. Rebound goes to Northern State. That's the second one off a free throw tonight. And another foul there, and Northern State will head back to the line. Two more shots for them on this one. Easton set to check in after the first one. First one is no good, so stays 18-8. Easton checks in, and here comes Maggie Marnin for the first time this season. Marnin led the Bearcats in scoring in the 2012-2013 season as the second free throw is good. 20-8 lead now, back up to double digits. Led them in scoring in the 2012-2013 season with just over 11 points a game. medical redshirt last year off an ACL injury, and now she's back. Easton drives into Marnin, her first shot, and it is good. Aggie Marnin picks up right where she left off last season. I'm sure that's got to feel good to get that first one out of the way. 20-10 lead for Northern State, 8:50 to go here in the first half. Up top, now swings to Hoffschild. She drives, and Marnin can't close in time, so that one's good off the glass for Hoffschild. Her fourth point of the night. There's Easton on the left wing. Meyer gives her a screen. Step back here. Easton top of the key. Swings to Taylor Scholl off a Marnin screen. And Scholl will drive out to Easton. Easton drives in. Left side off the glass. No good. And rebound goes to Northern State. Diedrich grabs it. And now they're coming down the court. Here's Breck. Breck tries to throw a pass. That one picked off by Hurst. Hurst and Easton gets it up to Easton on the right wing. Baseline. Up to Marnin, her second jumper, and that one's good. Maggie Marnin off the bench, and that's her first fourth point of the game. Easton gets the assist on that one. 22-12 lead Northern State, 7:50 to go in the first half. Right side, Sam Smith. Now left side to Hoffschild. Smith cuts. She doesn't hit her. Now over the top, good back cut there off the glass. That one's good. That one's Rachel Krogman that time. 7:30 to go here in the first half and a 12-point game. Here comes Taylor Scholl over to Tanya Meyer. Now to Easton again. Easton a lot more comfortable with the ball in her hands on offense. Definitely a playmaker for this Bearcats offense. Drives in out to Meyer. She'll go right side to Taylor Scholl. Gets a screen there. Comes off right wing. 8 on the shot clock. Left-hand layup is blocked there and grabbed by Diedrich. So here comes Hoffschild. They're going to throw it in transition up to Krogman. Now good pass there off the glass to Smith, and that one is good. Head coach Michael Smith is going to take a timeout. 26-12 lead. 7 to go in the first half. Northwest kind of a game of runs right now, and they haven't been on the good end of a big one. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Northwest trails Northern State by 14 here with 7 minutes to go in the first half, as trying to get a last second sub in. She'll have to wait until the next dead ball. Alexa Schaff will check in on the dead ball. Here's Taylor Scholl on the left wing, just ticked under 7 minutes. Easton on the right wing, inside Tanya Meyer. They're going Meyer and Marnin as the two bigs. Easton drives baseline. Little back pivot there, and they're going to call her for a travel if that one does fall, but it's going to be blown off. Alexa Schaff checks in for the first time as Easton comes out. And only one Bearcat from last year's roster is on the floor right now. That's Maggie Marnin. She's the center in the game right now. Left side, Devin Breck. She's at the top of the key. Up top to Diedrich. Diedrich puts it off the glass and good, and that's going to be an and-one opportunity as she'll go to the line. 28-12 lead for Northern State. Diedrich at the line for one more. That one's up off the glass, no good. Tanya Meyer rips down the rebound, but a jump ball there as Krogman got her hand on it. It will be Northwest ball, but that's the third time now that Northwest has almost given them an offensive rebound. They have twice on the free throw, and that was nearly a third time. Here comes Taylor Scholl. Scholl across the timeline, left-hand dribble. Swings it left side to Hurst. That goes inside to Tanya Meyer. Back to the basket. Turns, pivots. Marnin, mid-range jumper, and they'll call her for traveling there. Marnin passed up the shot. Tried to drive down the right side of the lane there, but it didn't work out. Gets called for traveling, and now Northern State has it back with 6:10 to go in the first half. Paige Wadaszek back in the game. Over to the right side, Sammy Smith. Now Inbound back left side to Wadashek. Three ball here is no good. Rebound goes to Northwest. Schaaf has it. Right wing out to Scholl. She swings to Marnin. Swings to Hurst on the left side. Marnin gives her a screen. Now left elbow over the top. That one's batted out of bounds, and Hurst nearly threw that one away. Northwest with an inbound pass down on the right baseline. Right corner, I guess, up to Hurst. She'll hand off to Scholl to set things up. 14 on the shot clock. Left side to Tanya Meyer. Meyer looking for some help. She's going to drive in. Left elbow loses the handle, and there's loose ball. That one jumped on. Jump ball, and that should go to Northern State. Northwest loses possession again. 28-12 lead still for Northern State. Wadashek brings it across. Now left wing is Mackenzie Magner. Magner goes up top to Krogman into Diedrich, and we've got a foul called. Looks like it's going to be on Maggie Marnin from behind. A little push there. Now 1-1 here. That's the 10th team foul for Northwest. Lauren Diedrich's first one at the line is good. She's got 3 points on the night. Diedrich's second is Allie Blorock checks in for Maggie Marnin. This one is also good. So Diedrich puts them both home, and here comes Sadie Stotesbury in for Diedrich. An 18-point lead for Northern State. 5:15 to go in the first half. Northwest looking to get something going right here. Here's Hurst on the left wing. Up top to Tanya Meyer. A three there is no good. Rebound Stotesbury. Up to Wadashek. They're going to run it here. Nearly double dribbled as she was looking for Sammy Smith, but she'll go the other direction. Now Wadashek getting a screen from Stotesbury. Pulls it back out and inside to Krogman. Back out to Wadashek. Passes up the three. Back to Krogman in the left block. That one's up. No good. Rebound Northern State. Krogman has it. Back out to Wadashek. Step back there. Long two is an air ball and goes out of bounds. Was it tipped? It was. Might have been Hurst that got a hand on it. And a timeout Northern State this time. 4:39 to go. This actually might be a media timeout. 4:39 to go in the first half. Northern State leads 30-12 here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at TrueValue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
First game of the season for Northwest, not starting exactly how they would have liked. 30-12 Northern State lead here in the first half, 4:39 to go as Northern State has an inbound under their own basket. They get it into Krogman, and that is off her hand and out of bounds. The Northwest ball. A random horn there go off on the score clock. Kind of confused me for a second. Taylor Scholl has the top of the key. Over to Easton, who's back in the game. Easton back to Scholl, top of the key. Goes off a Tanya Meyer screen. Now right block. Fakes it out to Blorock. Blorock pulls up, mid-range jumper, no good. Easton rebounds inside. A lot of contact, goes up, and no good. Rebound goes to Krogman. Up the right side to Smith. Smith inside. Mackenzie Magner drives there. Wadashek steps back out. A three for her. No good. Rebound Taylor Scholl. And she'll take it in transition. Two on three. pulls up left wing and goes behind the back, and they'll set things up. Goes inside to Tanya Meyer. Spins, goes up off her left foot, and no good. Rolls out. Easton grabs the rebound, and that'll go off Stokesbury, who batted it out of Easton's hands. Northwest will remain in possession. Meyer and Blorock come off the floor. Schechinger and Mustaine head back in. Starters now in the game for Northwest. Inbound underneath. Looking for Schechinger on the right side. Can't get her. Now having some trouble. Get it to Hurst. Hurst flips to Scholl. And she was out of bounds. Hurst flipped it to her a little too soon as her foot was on the baseline. And Northwest turns it over. Wadaszek will bring it down the court, guarded by Hurst in the... She's full court man-to-man. No one else is. Right side, Smith. Now goes inside to Krogman. Krogman dribbles left hand off the glass. Good. Nice shot there from Rachel Krogman. It's a 32-12 lead for Northern State. 3:24 to go. Here's Taylor Scholl over to Schechinger. Schechinger swings. Goes off a... Easton dribbles, tries to set a screen. Now to Scholl, top of the key. Scholl crossover, back to Easton, left side. Drives baseline, gets inside. Contact, out to Scholl. Fakes the three, now steps back to take another, and that one's no good. Stokesbury gets the rebound. Northern State heading the other way. Here comes Paige Wadaszek. Just ticked under 3 minutes to go here in Wayne, Nebraska. NSIC MIAA Challenge. Nebraska Kearney fell to Wayne State Not earlier in the day, right before this one, and that one's tipped by Mustaine. Schechinger picks it off, going down the left side. In transition, got Hurst on the other side, going to take it herself off the glass. That's good, and they're going to call a charge. Looks like Wadaszek got there a little bit late, but they'll give the charge, and that's Schechinger's third foul of the game. Ashley Ginther checks in for the first time for Timber. Schechinger, her first minutes of the game. 2:38 to go in the first half. 32-12 lead, Northern State. Here comes Hofschild, dribbling in, left block, loses the handle. She'll bring it back up top, guarded by Hurst. The starters minus Schechinger right now. Ginther's in for her. Hand off there, Hofschild, mid-range jumper, that's good. 34-12 lead for Northern State, 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Taylor Scholl to Ginther, she swings right side to Hurst. Hurst into Mustaine, off the glass, good shot there from Mustaine. I think that's what Northwest has been wanting to do after their shooters were a little bit cold coming out of the gates. They're trying to get it inside. Hofschild, left side. Close to the timeline. Now gets it to Smith on the left wing. Into Krogman. Krogman goes inside to Mutchler. Turnaround jumper is good for her. 36-14 lead. Taylor Scholl brings it across the timeline. Minute 30 to go in the first half. Hands to Ariel Easton off of Ginther's screen. Mustaine gives her one, too. Steps back, right wing. Swings to Ginther, top of the key to Scholl, left side. Scholl looking into Mustaine. That's where they'll go. Jumper, no good off the front iron. Easton fighting for a rebound. I think it'll be Northwest ball. It will, so jump ball, and it'll stay here for Northwest as Diedrich checks in for Krogman. Here comes Maggie Marnin off the bench. She'll take the spot of Shelby Mustaine. Scholl inbounds. Ginther on the left side. She'll take a jumper there, and that one off the rim. Hurst going for the rebound. Can't get it. Easton has it. Throws it up. No good. But a foul called. She'll go to the line for two. Two for two on the night from the line for Ariel Easton. 72% from the line last season. First one is up and good. So three for three now, and that cuts the lead to 21. Easton's got 5 points. And leads Northwest right now. Marnin's got four, closely behind her. Easton's second. That one's up, no good. Rebound nearly goes to Ashley Ginther, and it will be in Northwest possession. Tipped out of bounds by Northern State, so Ginther makes a nice hustle play there. And Northwest a chance to get a few more points on the board before the half. Minute 12 to go. Out to Ginther on the right side. Now here comes Scholl. Off an Ashley Ginther screen. Now the left elbow goes all the way across, floats it up. Nice little shot there with the left hand from Taylor Scholes. And now under 20 to go. Easton tips that one, nearly goes out of bounds, and they'll give it to Northwest. Easton tipped it and then off of Krogman's hands, so Northwest has possession. Down 36-17, 56 seconds to go in the first half. Taylor Scholl brings it across with Marnin and Easton, Ginther and Hurst down there waiting. Easton left side, steps back behind the three line, top of the key, out to Hurst on the right wing, swings to Ginther on the right baseline. Back to Easton, inside to Marnin, out to Ginther. Mid-range jumper, a little too strong there. Rebound goes to Northern State, and that's Smith. And she'll bring it across. Last shot clock of the half here at 22. Game clock at 23 now. Hofschild has it. Tight D here from Northwest. Diedrich looking inside. That one batted away. Krogman off the glass, no good. Easton gets the board. 12 seconds to go. And looks like a foul called there in Northern State. That one goes against Megan Mutchler. seconds left in the first half. No shot clock. Northwest, they're trying to pull this one a little bit closer. 19 points is what they trail by. Easton goes away from a screen. Puts it up, no good. Northern State tosses it up. Hofschild can't get the shot off at the buzzer, and they will head to the half. 36-17 lead for Northern State. It was a slow start for Northwest in this one. They did battle back a little bit to get it within 20 at the end of that half, but we'll have a 15-minute halftime here. Northwest trails 36-17 at half here in Wayne, Nebraska. We'll be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back in Wayne, Nebraska, Northwest trails Northern State 36-17 here at the break. A little bit of a slow start, a 12-0 lead out of the gates for the Northern State Wolves, and that really gave them the edge in this one right now. It is a 19-point game. Northwest just battled back at times during the half, showed a little bit of sign of life, and definitely doesn't appear that they're overmatched in any way. More of an execution thing, and one thing that has stood out here in the first half is the offensive rebounds for Northern State. They had 8, and out of the 25 rebounds, they lead in the rebounding category 25-18. Northwest has 9 offensive rebounds themselves, but they really haven't converted much off of those, and that's, I think, the difference right now. And the big one has been the free throws. When Northern State's been at the line, they've had 2 offensive rebounds off free throws that have either led to an extra possession or to more free throws on a foul. And then they also had a jump ball on a third one that it did go to Northwest, but still something that Northwest is going to want to clean up here in the second half. The biggest thing for Northwest is hitting shots on the offensive side. 1-for-10 for Ariel Easton. That's who they're going to really look to score a lot this season. Last year, she led the team with 15.7 points per game. Still very lively defender. She did have a couple steals in the first half and led to a couple turnovers without getting the stat of the steal. She had 42 last year, and that led the team. But they're going to need her to get going on the offensive side. 1-for-10 is not going to cut it for her. 3-for-4 at the free throw line, a 72% free throw shooter last season. Free throws could play a big part in this one, but really Northwest has just got to make shots. 7-of-32 from the field. They'd like to be a little bit better than that. That's just 22% on the half. Definitely like to improve that. I mean, nearly 20% in the first half. They'd like to see that right around 40, a little bit higher even. On the other side, Northern State shot 50% from the field, 14-of-28 from the field, 1-of-5 from 3. Northwest was 0-for-6 from three-pointers, but the three-pointers haven't been a factor for Northern State. Not the best three-point shooting team last year. Didn't have a girl over 30%. It's just their game inside, very good, very solid inside, really know how to put the ball in the hoop with those big girls, and having a good game so far. Megan Mutchler, she's got 8 points on the night. Rachel Krogman has 8 points. Sadie Stotesbury has 5 points. Those are their three bigs in there, and they've really dominated this one. 4 rebounds for Mutchler. Krogman's got 6, and Sadie Stotesbury has 4 rebounds, all of them on pace to have a very solid night. That's something Northwest has got to shut down. They're a combined 8-for-13 on the night inside with just those three girls. Obviously playing a pretty big factor in this one. They've got 14 rebounds combined. Each have played very quality minutes so far in this one. Guard play hasn't been bad either, and I really don't think that they're overwhelming Northwest on defense. I just think if Northwest can't get anything to fall, we'll see if the switch at halftime gives them any more luck, see if it's just the basket on that end. Northwest was going left to right when they'll be going right to left coming out of the break. 10 minutes until the second half, and we'll talk a little bit more about the stats and what Northwest seems to need to do to come back to this one. Northern State leads 36-17. We'll take a 2-minute break on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis' services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Northwest down 19 heading to the second half. 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go before we kick it off in the second half. See if they can make a little comeback here. One thing last year they struggled to do was finish down the stretch in close games. This one, obviously not that close at this point, but you would hope they could bring it back and maybe have an exciting finish. I mentioned the stat in pregame, 5-8 record in games decided by single digits, and that's basically 7 points. They've lost 8 games by 7 points or less, so each of those single-digit games that they lost was by 7 points or less, and you could really see it down the stretch in games last year where they just couldn't finish. The other team would get an edge, maybe at the free throw line, wherever it may be. That's something this year they will need to turn around. Right now, they're just trying to get back into this one as Northern State jumped out to a 12-0 lead to start the game. Northwest brought it back to single digits at times, and now they were just trying to get it back to 20 before the break. They really could have used one to fall at the end of the half down there. Had a couple opportunities to get it to 16 or 15 and just couldn't get any buckets to fall. One of the more shocking things, Margie Martin had a whole lot of minutes but really came off the bench, and it was good to see her get back into the playing basketball after a year off last year from ACL injury. Came in, first shot went down, second shot went down. She's got 4 points at the break. Turned the ball over one time, has one foul, but definitely good to see her back out there. And they can get her and Marnin and, or excuse me, her and Mustaine, even the freshman Tanya Meyer going, that would definitely be big for this team. Meyer showed a lot off the bench. She averaged 20 points and 8 rebounds at Sioux City West High School. And you can see not exactly the height or the build of Marnin and Mustaine, but definitely a very athletic forward in there, very scrappy forward, you would say, at 5'10". And they'll go small with her occasionally. We saw that in the first half where they went with her and they went with Florock, or her and Schekinger. Schekinger also at 5'10", a junior from Manila, Iowa. Going to go small at times. We'll just kind of see what's working. I think that's what Northwest is going to do a lot this year. Just go with what's working. If it's a small lineup, if they've got 3 or 4 guards in there at a time, they're going to roll with it. It's just whatever's going to be working for this team. But definitely across the board, a lot of talent. Haven't been outmatched here in this Northern State game. Just haven't had, haven't executed as well as they would have liked. I think a lot of the shots that they're getting up, they're liking what they're seeing, just not falling right now. Other Bearcat sports going on this weekend. The men's team right now playing Minnesota State, University Moorhead, and that game, 1:03 to go in the second half. Northwest trails 68-60. Let's see here. The leading scorers, Justin Pitts, off his first eligible season for the Bearcats. Redshirted last year as a freshman. He's got 14 points, having a nice game. Connor Crooker, the junior, with 10 points. And then Zach Schneider and Grant Kozad, each with 12 points. Matt Wallace has 7. Other than that, Brett Doherty has 6. And that'll do it for the Bearcats scoring-wise. They trail by 6 now with 50 seconds to go. Give you a final on that one as soon as I have it. Here in Wayne, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State trails 36-17 at the break. Going through the complete stats, Shelby Mustaine, 2 points and 1 rebound. She's 1-for-4 from the field. Samantha Hurst, Sam Hurst, has 2 points and 1 rebound. She's 1-for-1 from the field. Really a solid defender, though, as we saw from Hurst in the first half. Tight defense, especially off the dribble. A couple open shots for her girls, but mostly coming off screens. Other than that, very tight defense, and it looks like she'll be a lockdown defender on the outside for this Northwest team. Ariel Easton has 5 points. That leads the team at the half, but only 1-for-10 from the field. She does have 7 rebounds. You just kind of see the athleticism and the motor of Ariel Easton in this game right now. She's got 2 assists, has turned the ball over twice, and has a steal. Taylor Scholl, the transfer from Bradley, 1-for-5 from the field. She's got 2 points and a rebound, 1 assist, and that's it for her. She played 19 minutes. That's the most on the team in the first half. Timber Schekinger, 0-for-4 from the field. She's got a steal, a turnover, no points, and 2 rebounds. Bailey Smith did not take a shot, but she's got a rebound and a couple personal fouls. Tanya Meyer, a couple points and 3 rebounds with a turnover. And then we talked about Maggie Marnin. Other than that, it's a little bit scattered. We did see a lot of Bearcats, though, in the first half. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 different Bearcats, I believe, in the first half. And we'll see how quickly it takes for Michael Smith to iron that out. And, you know, probably doesn't want to be playing 12 girls in the middle of the season. Probably going to try and figure out what's going to be working, but we'll see how long it takes him to figure that out and what they do. 3:30 until we come back for the second half as Northwest come out of the locker room. We'll see what they have for us in store in the second half. 36-17 lead Northern State over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a timeout and be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Supported by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Back in Wayne, Nebraska, Northern State leads Northwest Missouri State 36-17 at halftime. The men's game still not quite final, 73-62. They trail Minnesota State Moorhead in the second half. That one, 21 seconds to go, an 11-point deficit for Northwest. Justin Fitz still leads them with 14 points. Tomorrow, Bearcat football moved to Bearcat Stadium instead of Arrowhead for the Fall Classic against Washburn this year. First time it's not been against Pitt State, and moved to Bearcat Stadium. Kickoff got moved to 1 o'clock, pregame at 12 on KXTV and KRNW. That just because of inclement weather expected in the Kansas City area. I believe it's going to be the Maryville area as well, all across Northwest Missouri. And the NFL and the Chiefs talked about it, decided it was in the best nature, since they've got a game against Seattle on Sunday, to postpone that one, or excuse me, to move that one to Bearcat Stadium. Also, men's basketball at home against Upper Iowa University. That's at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and that's right after Northwest football. You can head over there right after that if you want to see the Northwest men's team in action again tomorrow. Game almost going final, 15 seconds to go, and they trail 73-63 as we're about to get going here in the second half for Northwest women's basketball, trailing by 19. See if they can make a little comeback here in the second half. It'll be the starters coming out of the court to start the second half for both teams. Northern State ball heading from left to right on your radio dial. And we're underway. Paige Wadaszek has it, guarded by Sam Hurst. See if this Northwest defense can spark something on the other end. And they're going to double aggressive, and there's a steal from Easton, helped by Hurst. And here they come down the court, left side. Easton goes in, fouled, and throws it up. Should go to the line for two. Good start for Northwest, and the adjustment at halftime. They're going to run and jump here, at least to start the half, and it gets a turnover right off the bat, and Easton's at the line. Their third trip to the line, and that first one's no good. Second one up and good. Easton is now 3-for-5. Here comes Northwest pressing now. Traps in the corner, almost batted away by Easton. Northern State breaks it there across half. Hurst has it. Easton trailing. Added inside. That one almost stolen. Schechinger tips the pass, but Mustang couldn't grab it before it went out of bounds. Aggressive start for Northwest to start this one. It almost kind of surprised me coming out of the gates, but they're moving and grooving right now, trying to get some turnovers on the defensive side. Throws it up by Stotesbury, no good. Offensive rebound, Northern State. Wadaszek throws it into Devin Breck. Breck to Wadaszek on the left wing. Stotesbury up top, standing. Now they'll go left side. This one by Mutchler. That one's no good. Mustaine rebounds, and here comes Northwest. Scholl has it. Coming up the right side, looks across to Easton. She'll think against it and go to Schechinger. Schechinger to Easton, to Mustang, top of the key. Just inside the three line, goes to Hurst. Hurst off a screen, swings it back right side to Scholl, directing traffic to Schechinger, into Mustang. Layup is good. Good pass there, an assist for Timber Schechinger, and they cut it to 16 points now. Northwest still pressing. Northern State brings it across. Breck has it. Easton skies through the air, over her almost. Breck trapped by Hurst and Easton. Now Wadaszek swings left side. They'll go inside. Mustang reaching, and they'll call her for a foul. That'll be on the ground. The bucket won't count. They'll have an inbound underneath. Inbound underneath for Northern State. Wadaszek inbounds up top. Easton steals it away. She's got a breakaway layup, and she will put it in. They're going to press again. 36-22, a hot start for Northwest coming out of the break. Trapped in the corner now. Goes across, nearly carried that one up to Wadashek across the timeline. 22 on the shot clock as Easton gets called. A little body check there. It'll be her first foul of the game. So an inbound on the right side for Northern State. Here comes Tanya Meyer into the game. And she'll get Shelby Mustaine. So a little bit smaller, a little bit more athletic here for Northwest. See if they can get a few turnovers. Wadashek has it, guarded by Hurst. Over on the right side now, Breck. Breck dribbles, Easton on her, now inside. Tanya Meyer guarding. Outside, much lower, mid-range jumper. That one's good. That's the first bucket for for Northern State of the half, and they lead by 16. Schechinger to Easton on the left wing. Easton dribbles up top, and Meyer has it over to Hurst now at the top of the key. Northwest again traveling from right to left. Schechinger has it on the baseline. Back up to Hurst. Swings it all the way across to Easton. Easton drives across the free throw line. Lays it up, and that one is good. Almost tried to roll out of there, but didn't. Now they lead back to 14. 38-24, 17:30 to go in the second half. Paige Wadashek has it. Left side to Mutchler. Mutchler into Krogman. Reverse pivot down underneath. Now goes back outside to Mutchler. Mutchler cross-court pass. This one to Breck. Three for Breck is good. Good shot there, and that'll make it 41-24. Northwest, before that, was really rolling. We'll see if they can answer here. Big possession. Easton steps back out. Now to Tanya Meyer. Meyer to Hurst. Goes off the screen. Over to Easton. Left wing. Three for her is no good. And rebound goes to Mutchell. That one looks good all the way. She thought she had it just a little bit strong. Here comes Wadashek. Right side to Breck, now inside to Krogman, out to Mutchler on the right wing. Mutchler crosses up Taylor Scholl, now inside, back out to Wadashek at the top of the key. That one rims out. Meyer can't get the rebound. Easton will run it down. She has just been relentless tonight, really on both ends, and hadn't gotten much to fall. Easton left wing. Schechinger sets the screen, goes inside, looking for her. Meyer along two. That one's off the mark, and Schechinger tries to save it, but her foot was on the line. Northwest, two possessions there that they come up empty on, and really close to having an offensive rebound there from Schechinger. Wouldn't know what would happen. An Easton shot just a hair long. This game could easily be a 12 or 11-point game. 41-20. Four, though, inside. Tanya Meyer, good defense there, but off the glass and good for Rachel Krogman. Aggie Martin's going to check in for the first time this half. Here comes Taylor Scholl over to Schechinger at the top of the key. Schechinger to Easton, comes over and sets the screen. Rolls, but can't get open. Now left wing, guarded by Mutchler. She'll go inside. Krogman guarding Tanya Meyer. Hand off to Schechinger. She's driving in, puts it up. A lot of contact, and it falls. Good shot there from Schechinger. Thought she might get an and-one chance, but no call. Her first bucket of the game. 43-26 lead for Northern State. Bailey Smith as Sam Hurst grabs it up to Easton. A turnover. Easton puts it up off the glass and good. Northwest cuts it to a 13-point game as Bailey Smith heads to the table with Maggie Marnin ready to come in. Excuse me, it'll be a 15-point game. That puts it at 43-28. Kara Hofschild in. Now inside pass to Krogman. Easton tries to strip it away. Rebound goes to Meyer as that one misses. Here's Taylor Scholl. Could come across. Long pass to her. She saves it and back up to Tanya Meyer. Meyer to Scholl. Top of the key off a screen. Left hand dribble to left wing. Oh, nice crossover there from Scholl. Jump shot is good. A nice move there from the transfer from Bradley. 14:40 to go in the second half. 43-30 lead. Northwest battling back right now. They trailed by 19 at half. Laura comes in. She's going to come in with the Smith and Marnin. Tight D there, and they're going to call a foul on Hurst. An And our first media timeout, a quick 5 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock in the second half, and Northwest really fighting back. A 43-30 lead for Northern State. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Northwest battling back here. They've cut it to a 13-point game. Coming out of the second half, a couple forced turnovers, rebounding the ball quite a bit better, and really aggressive on defense overall. Into Hofschild. Guarded by Smith. Inside, Marnin guarding. Inside again. A good pass there to Mutchler. That was Krogman passing to Mutchler there. Now 45-30 lead, Northern State. Lorock, Scholl, Easton, Marnin, and Smith in for Northwest. Here's Bailey Smith. Top of the key. Dribbles and goes back to Scholl on the right side. Out to Lorock. Lorock to Marnin. Looks inside, out to Easton, off a screen. Now drives baseline. Good move there. Off the glass, no good, and they'll call a charging foul. And Easton's a little slow to get up here. She is up, though, and it looks like she's going to be all right. Have a late charge call there on that one under the basket. Shot was up, and it almost... Rebound was being fought for, and then a whistle came in and called a charge on Ariel Easton, her second. Morgan Walker, the junior transfer, comes in now for Ariel Easton. Easton now 4 for 15 on the night. Really has been on target, though. Just can't get any rolls for herself. Morning. Guarding Krogman. She puts it up. A good drive there down the left side and in. 47-30 lead. Back up to 17 now. 13-30 to go here in the second half. Left side is Morgan Walker up to the top. Swings it right side to Taylor Scholl. Back to the top of the key. Scholl looking for Smith. Now looks inside to Marnin. Marnin back drop. Seth puts it up and in. There's an and one opportunity for Maggie Marnin. Her 6 points. She's been a spark off the bench so far on the offensive end. 47-32 lead for Northern State. Martin's first free throw of the game. That one's good. 14-point game is Martin's 3-point play. In down to Breck. She gets it up to Hofschild. Goes cross-court pass. Now inside to Krogman. Krogman double team down there in the corner. Hofschild left elbow, drops it back out, and she'll set it up with 15 on the shot clock. 13 minutes now on the game clock, and a foul there on Morgan Walker. Hand checking an emphasis last season, and they're going to carry that one over into this one. Exactly 13 minutes to go here in the second half. Inbound to Hofschild. Hofschild right side now to Breck. Breck double team, drives baseline. Smith picks her up on the right wing. Now back up top to Hofschild. Swings left side to Krogman. Krogman mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound. Lorock and the foul called. That one's Devin Breck. On the foul there. Her first foul of the game. Northwest a chance to get it as close as they've had it now since the first half. 47-33. 12:30 to go in the second half. Walker to Smith. Smith right side to Scholl. Scholl gets a screen from Maggie Marnin. He's on the right wing, crosses over, gets inside, puts it up, and no good. Rebound goes to Megan Mutchler. Hochschild has the left side. She drives in, pulls it back up, and Stotesbury gives her a screen. Now outside to Breck. Breck drives off a Stotesbury screen, drives away from it, tosses it back up top. Hochschild. She goes outside to Krogman. Krogman inside now. Almost stripped away. Hochschild pump fake, drives in. Now to Krogman, left elbow. Back outside, left wing, just inside of it, a long two. No good. Rebound Krogman, and that's up and good. Another offensive rebound as Shelby Mustaine will now check in. 49-33, Northern State lead. Lorock drives in, stripped away. She gets it back, tosses to Morgan Walker, and she drops it, and that's a turnover. 11:30 left in the second half. Here comes Hochschild, top of the key. Timber Schechinger, Easton, and Hurst all about to check in. Back up top to Mutchler. Mutchler swings left side to Hochschild. Hochschild, cross-court pass, a three here. That one's good. That's Megan Mutchler for a three, and the lead back up to 19, what it was at halftime. Northwest has been as close as 13 this half and couldn't get it any closer than that when they needed to. Smith, top of the key, swings right side to Blorock. Walker cuts. Now inside to Maggie Martin, back to Alexandria Blorock. Hand off to Morgan Walker. Up top, Bailey Smith. Pump fake to Blorock, left wing. She drives baseline, floats it up, and that's a good one. They're going to call a late charge. Head coach Michael Smith not happy with that one, and I don't think he has the right. A couple of those. The first one was on Easton. That one goes on Blorock, a nice drive on each, and that took away 4 points or more if they'd have called a foul the other way for Northwest. Here comes Paige Wadashek, guarded by Hurst. Hurst jumps onto Diedrich. Now an inside pass inside Taylor Scholl's defense. Is she saying she was wrapping around with an arm there, but no call. 21-point lead. And that pass is tipped. It'll stay Northwest ball. Pass underneath, inbound underneath for Northwest now. 10:21 to go in the second half as we approach our second media timeout of the second half. Pass to inside to Easton. She's wrapped up, puts it up anyway, blocked there by Mutchler. And Northern State heads the other way. There's Wadashek, guarded by Hurst, Northwest. It's a couple more turnovers. They started the second half hot with turnovers. They're going to need to get it again as Hurst falls down. Wadashek left side. Mid-range jumper's good. Northern State heating back up again, finding that stroke they had in the first half. Taylor Scholl has it. Hurst comes up top to help. Easton to the left side. Into Mustaine, top of the key. Back to Hurst, trying to go inside to Timber Schechinger. Back to the basket. Turns. Fakes. Left hand. No good. Pulls it down, though, and out to Mustaine. Good job there on the second effort by Schechinger. And Mustaine gets the rebound. Easton driving in. Back outside to Scholl. Scholl goes away from a Mustaine screen, driving baseline. Flips it to Hurst. Swings Schechinger. Three for her is no good. Rebound nearly goes to Ariel Easton, but she tips it out of bounds. 9:20 to go in the second half. Our second media timeout. Northern State leads Northwest Missouri State 56-33 on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies Bearcat tailgaters with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, choice preserved beef, spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, is Northwest coming out of the second media timeout, trails by 23. That is the largest deficit of the second half, and if I'm not mistaken, the largest of the game. They trailed by 19 at halftime. Got it back to 13 at one point. Really looked like they were going to make a charge, but right now back to a 23-point lead for Northern State. Wadashek over to Smith in the right side. Now that Wadashek at the top of the key. She goes out left side to Krogman. Back to Smith. Smith swings near side to Magner. Magner goes inside. Now back out to Wadashek, left wing. Inside, left elbow jumper, no good. Rebound, rolling around. Krogman grabs it, and an offensive board there as the shot clock resets. Up top to Wadashek, guarded by Ariel Eastman. Now right side to Smith, Scholes on her. Up top, Krogman swings to Wadashek on the left wing. Easton guarding, now inside. Diedrich, back outside to Wadashek, back inside to Krogman. That one's tipped by Schechinger, and out of bounds. Northwest defense looking a lot better in this half, a lot more aggressive, hands on passes, a lot of steals as Easton nearly gets another one there. Krogman, left elbow, swings to Wadashek in the corner. She drives right baseline and blocking foul called on Mustaine. That's Mustaine's fourth foul of the game, one more and she's going to be out of this one. Northern State in the bonus, so Paige Wadashek will go to the line for at least one shot. Here comes Liz Finn and Maggie Martin into the game. Scholl and Mustaine will come out. Wadashek's first one is up and good, so she'll get the back end of the 1-1 now. 57-33 is the score. 8:28 to go in the second half. Second shot's up and good. 58 now, a 25-point lead. Here's Liz Finn. Haven't got to see a whole lot of her in this one. She gives to Schechinger. Now Easton left side to the left elbow. Dribbles between the legs. Comes back out. Marnin picks it up. And a timeout for head coach Michael Smith. 30 seconds. We'll take it with him. 8:16 to go. Northwest trails 58-33 on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Back here at in Wayne, Nebraska is a minute timeout. I was wrong on that one. 60-second timeout there. Northern State leads Northwest Missouri State 58-33. Chucky Kemp filling in for John Coffey and Matt Gorder as they are back in Northwest. The men's game, I believe, got over quite a while ago. It never actually went final on the stats on my computer, but it looks like they fell to Minnesota State Moorhead 75-66, moving them to 0-1 on the season. Minnesota State 1-0 as we're about to pick play back up here in the second half. Northwest trails by 25. They would need quite the run here to get this one back close, but really played well out of the break and just couldn't sustain it. They got it to 13 at one point, and then now we are back at this point at 25. They got an inbound under their own basket. Finn will inbound it. Left side to Schechinger. Behind the three line. Dribbles off an Easton screen. Inside, out to Hurst. Hurst takes it to Finn on the right wing. Now to Schechinger on the right baseline. Schechinger out to Hurst. Hurst swings to Easton. On the left side now, over to Finn. Finn goes into Marnin. Back out to Easton on the left wing, and the shot clock expires. 7:57 to go in the second half, and a shot clock violation there. Here comes Paige Wadaszek across the timeline. 7:48 left in the game. Marnin intercepts that pass up to Finn, and she'll bring it across the timeline now in transition. Going to slow it up on the right wing over to Hurst. Hurst to Marnin at the right elbow. Out to Schechinger on the right baseline. Schechinger to Easton. Into Marnin. See what she can do. Turns around, puts it up, and that one falls in. Maggie Marnin. I believe she is perfect on the night from the field. She is 4-for-4. That's her 11th point of the game. 7:15 left in the second half. 58-35 lead for Northern State. Driving in, right elbow, puts it up off the glass. That one falls, and that was Mackenzie Magner with a layup there. Just ticked under 7 minutes to go. A 25-point lead for Northern State. Schechinger drives baseline. A blocking foul there on Stotesbury. Fourth team foul of the half. In comes Bailey Smith. Smith in for Hurst. Finn, Smith, Schechinger, Easton, and Marnin in the game right now. They'll inbound to Schechinger over to Easton left side. Now to Smith. That one batted away. Magner passed that, batted that one out. Now an inbound on the left wing for Finn. Into Smith. They'll set this one up. 25 on the shot clock. Easton right side. Swings to Schechinger on the right baseline. They're going to bring it all the way around. Finn top of the key. Dribbles in. Puts it off the glass. On stripped though. Tried to put it off the glass and it'll stay this way. Another inbound for Northwest. 16 on the shot clock. Tried to get it into Ariel Easton. They do. Left side. Here comes Finn. On the right wing, dribbles inside, mid-range, lobs to Marnin. That one will be off Northern State. Just 9 seconds on the shot clock. Box set for Northwest. Into Easton. She puts up a mid-range jumper. No good. Marnin tips it to herself, puts it up. A little bump there, no call. And rebound goes to Diedrich. Marnin's first miss of the game. Thought she might have got fouled on that one. A little body from Diedrich, but no call. Now right side, Smith has it for Northern State. Dribbles baseline on Finn. Good defense there. Flips it up top to Wadaszek. Now inside, Smith drives down the right side of the lane. Here's a three, and that one's off the iron. Elizabeth Finn can't get the board, and a foul called on Northwest. That's going to be on Finn. Loose ball foul there, chasing down a rebound, and Stotesbury will head to the line for the 1-1. Stotesbury's first free throw is up. Rims out and rebounded by Schechinger. Comes Finn across the timeline. 5:45 to go as we approach our final media timeout of the game. Finn left wing. They're going to go inside. That one's tipped away and stolen by Northern State. Here comes Wadaszek, guarded by Easton. Tight defense here. Top of the key. Now Smith on the right wing. Gets a screen from Stotesbury. Finn goes right through it. Now top of the key. Swings all the way to Wadaszek on the left side. Dribbles inside. Back out to Smith. 12 on the shot clock. Baseline. That one's put up by Magner. No good. And off of Northern State. It'll be Northwest ball. 60-35. A little scoring drought for both teams right now. Easton left wing has it. Schechinger gives her a screen. She drives across the free throw line. Floats it off the glass and good. Now 60-37. Northwest needing to stop as we get under 5 minutes here in Wayne, Nebraska. Comes Wadaszek, guarded by Bailey Smith. Easton has her now. Diedrich out to Wadaszek, top of the key, wide open three, and that one's good. Not the most efficient three-point team, but if you leave them that open, they're going to hit them. still in the left wing. Another Schechinger screen. Drives inside, runs into Diedrich, and Diedrich took it and fell down on her back, but there was no call of a block charge or a travel as she fell down. Now a Smith three. That one's good, and everything is falling for Northern State right now. They lead 66-37, 4:17 to go in the second half, and we have reached our final media timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back here, Northwest trails Northern State 66-37 and 29-point lead for Northern State. It was 19 at half. Northwest came out of the break, cut it to 13, and then went down from there. And now a 29-point lead for Northern State. Northwest ball here with 4:17 to go in the second half. Finn, Schechinger, Marnin, Walker, and Smith in the game. Here's Finn, left wing. Drives down the baseline and loses it. That one slips out of her hand, and Hofschild has it, top of the key. Now right side, Magner has it. She dribbles right wing, swings it all the way across to Hofschild. Hofschild mid-range jumper is off the glass and good. Tanya Meyer going to check in now. 3:44 to go. Finn has it, swings to Smith right side. Smith to Schechinger on the right baseline. Looking for Marnin inside, can't get it, takes a screen instead. Dribbles to the elbow, gets inside, and that one is up and good. Nice left hand from Denver Schechinger, gives the Bearcats 2 points. Hofschild guarded by Smith now. Northern State ball from left to right. They go, 3:15 left in the game. 29-point lead for Northern State still. Big pass there. Shot goes up. Marnin blocks it. Now Schechinger grabs the board. Here comes Elizabeth Finn. Just ticked under 3 minutes to go in the game. Finn has it on the left side, setting up the offense. Now over to Walker on the left wing. Walker fakes the pass, dribbles in out to Finn, top of the key. Lorox going to check in. Schechinger has it. She drives in. Left hand is off the glass and good. Timber Schechinger, 4 straight points. 68-41 lead now for Northern State. One goes to Magner on the right wing. Magner goes inside now. Back out to Magner. A three there is off the mark, and it'll go out of bounds. Northwest ball. Couple subs. Meyer and Blorock in. Schechinger will come out, and Marnin will come out. Rock will inbound to Finn. They're going to bring this one all the way down the court. 2:23 to go in the game. Meyer, Walker, Blorock, Finn, and Smith in. Smith three. That one is off the mark. No good. Blorock can't grab the board, and it'll stay here. Northwest ball. Down from Northwest under their own basket, trying to get it to Morgan Walker. They don't. This one passed away. Walker runs it down close to the timeline. They've got a fresh shot clock. Finn has it now, sets it up to Smith on the right wing. Smith swings to Walker. Walker pulls it out. Blorock now swings to Smith left wing. Smith to Finn. Finn drives baseline, puts it up, left-hand layup is good. Good drive there from the freshman guard. 68-43, lead for Northern State. Inside, now Northern State puts one up. That one is good, and a foul called on Tanya Meyer. That's Miranda Ristow. Getting her first minutes of the game late in this one, and makes that one count. Free throw completes the three-point play. 71-43 lead for Northern State. A minute 30 to go in the game. Finn comes left side to Walker. Walker inside to Tanya Meyer. Pivots, and that one is a foul called on Ristow. Meyer will go to the line for two. Well, Northwest will have Wayne State here at 4 o'clock, pregame at 3:40. We'll have that one here on KXCV.org and the Bearcat Radio Network. Meyer hits her first one, and the second one's up, and that one's good. So 71-45 lead now for Northern State, a minute 20 to go. Comes Hofschild, left side to Smith. Smith, left elbow, flips it up to Ristow. She loses the handle, out of bounds. Northwest ball with a minute and 11 seconds. Inbound to Finn. They'll stick with the same lineup. Here comes Finn across the left side. Close to the top of the key. Now over to Smith. Smith to Blorock on the right wing. Back to Smith. Swing it across to Walker. Walker, left side to Finn. Dribble, spin move on the baseline. Tries to dish to Meyer. Goes all the way across to Smith instead. Shot clock running low in the tent. Tanya Meyer. Meyer turns, puts it up, and that one's good off a left hand. 71-47. Two more points for Tanya Meyer. Finn almost steals it. Smith, though, will corral it with 20 seconds on the shot clock and 34 on the game clock. Ristow passes inside to Smith. She dishes it back outside. That one is good. Stephanie Crossweight with her first bucket of the game. Now Finn brings it back across. No shot clock. We are now under 20 seconds to play here in Wayne, Nebraska. We have a foul inside on Ristow. Her second foul in about 2 minutes now as she's making it count at the end of this game. Inbound for Northwest, 16 seconds on the game clock. Tanya Meyer, right baseline out to Blorock. Now swings to Walker, to Smith, left side. Now dishes to Finn. She drives baseline outside to Blorock. Jumper for her is good. A two-pointer for Alexandria Blorock. 73-49 lead for Northern State, 2 seconds. And I don't think that shot got off in time. It didn't, but Northwest will nonetheless fall in this one 73-49 in their first game of the NSIC MIAA Challenge to Northern State. We'll take a timeout and be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjonaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from The Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 120 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Northwest falls in this one 73-49 to Northern State. Now joining me, head coach of the Bearcat women's basketball team, Michael Smith. Coach, kind of a rough start tonight, a 12-0 run out of the gates for Northern State, but you guys kept battling back. It was 19 at half, kind of a persistent effort, but what kind of got away from you in the second half?
Well, you know, there was a couple of things. It didn't help that we got punched right out of the gate. You know, it's I thought we had some good looks. The bucket didn't fall. I mean, I'm trying to find some positives here. I mean, we're not a three-point shooting team. I told our team that. You know, we have six attempts. I mean, we go 0-for. You know, and they might say, well, we don't do a lot of shooting in practice. Well, that's a challenge to our kids to come in on their own, because we obviously defensively we've got a lot of things that we've got to work on in practice. You know. The thing that really frustrated me the most was the offensive rebound that we gave up. I think they had 8 in the first half. I don't know what they finished with. They finished with 12. Second half, we shot it better. Obviously, we brought some energy out of the gate and got some steals. But you know, they're a good team. I mean, they're solid. They're, as I've said, that coach has been there for 30 some years. Their system is in. Their kids understand the expectation, and ours are still searching right now. I mean, we talked about that at halftime, is that, you know, winning is not easy. It's we can talk about that we want to win and we're going to win, but at the end of the day, if we don't understand how to work together as one, it's hard to have success, because with one or two of us are firing together and the other three aren't, it makes it really tough in a team sport. So you know, I'm really disappointed, I guess, in the second chance opportunities they got. You know, at times we just didn't have. We've got to find something. I expected a little more out of a couple of these kids that we had in the starting lineup, and we didn't get production out of them. And you know, we're going to start giving some other people some opportunities. On a positive, I felt like, you know, Maggie Martin come in and gave us some good minutes. I felt like Meyer, you know, started again as her first college game as a freshman. She got better as the game went on. So we got in early foul trouble too. You know, Chucky, we did in the first half. We had a couple of our starters on the bench with two early on in the first half, and that really takes the air out of our sails, I guess you could say.
Now, that defense, you guys came out, really played a kind of a run-and-jump defense in the second half. Is that something you want to do throughout every game, or is that more of a thing that you're trying to crawl back into it with?
No, that's something that we do. It's an unfortunate, most of the time with our defense, it happens on made baskets. and when we didn't have a lot of made baskets in the first half, it made it very tough on us, you know. But, you know, you look at our stats in the second half. We shot 58% from the field. And, you know, free throw line, I would have liked to have gone to the free throw line a little bit more, but we did shoot a good percentage. Overall, in the second half, I mean, it was a 5-point. You know, you're trying to find some positive. Young in the season, especially with a bunch of new kids. And, you know, again, as I told them, like I told you at the start of the game, this is 1 of 28. It's, okay, we've got through one. Now, number one is, what kind of improvements can we make? What kind of adjustments can we make and stick to it in game number two tomorrow afternoon?
Now, I'll let you get back to the team real quick, but before I let you go, you know, the run you guys went on out of the half, you guys to 13, it really looked like you were in it there. You know, this team, it seemed like you were right there with a very experienced Northern State team. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like it's just the little things, the turnovers, the offensive rebounds that kept you out of that one?
Well, it was that. And, again, you know, I think they've got six or so seniors. I mean, so they're taking two seniors out and they're putting two seniors in. You know what I mean? We're taking people out and we're putting freshmen in, you know, and stuff like that. So it's a lot different from that standpoint. And the only thing that we can do is put those kids in and give them an opportunity to play, because that's the only way they're going to learn. Is, you know, I've always been told, and I live by this too, that experience is your best teacher. It's just getting out, getting your feet wet, learning from your mistakes, hopefully, and then getting better. Because I told him, I said, we can't win the MIAA championship in the first game, and we can't lose the MIAA championship in the first game. And that's what I'm going to go back in and tell him right now is that we had a lot of positives in the second half, but at the end of the day, I really believe that we're a better team than what we showed tonight.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break on the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, Northwest falls in this one to Northern State, 73-49. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog RE/MAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Chucky Kemp on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest women fall in this one, 73-49 to Northern State. We'll get back to our post game right after this. We've got to catch up on a few breaks here, so we'll take a break on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Underwritten by Championship Motors.
the Bearcat Radio Network. Chucky Kemp in Wayne, Nebraska. Big thanks to Brandon Travis back in the studio keeping me in line tonight as Northwest falls 73-49 to Northern State. They'll be back at it tomorrow, Wayne State College, at 4 o'clock. We'll have our pregame starting at 3:40. We talked with Michael Smith a little bit earlier in the postgame. Heard from him. Mentioned there were a few positives in the second half. Really did play well. Came out, they trailed by 19 at the break. They come out, get it to 13 at one point. I think it went back to 16, got it back down to 14. It was really kind of back and forth there for the first 5 or 6 minutes of that second half, and Northwest just kind of fell behind. Turnovers, offensive rebounds were kind of crucial there for Northern State to pull away in the end, and the score doesn't quite indicate, I don't think, how close it was, especially early in that second half. Northwest played pretty well. Going through the stats for the Northwest Bearcats, Shelby Mustaine, 2 for 5. She had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Samantha Hurst, 1 for 1 with 2 points, a rebound, and an assist. Errol Easton had 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. 4 points for Taylor Scholl, a rebound, and 2 assists. 6 points for Timber Schechinger, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Bailey Smith had 1 rebound, a couple fouls. Morgan Walker got in there, and I think just 1 foul for her on the night. Tanya Meyer, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a foul. And Alexa Schaaf had 1 rebound. Elizabeth Finn, 2 points. Alexandria Blorock, no points, but had 1 rebound. Thought she did hit a jumper in that one. I think these stats are a little bit behind. She did have a couple points out there. Ashley Ginther grabbed a rebound in her time at the end of the first half. And Maggie Marnin, 9 points. She was 4 for 5 from the field with a rebound in her first game back since the 2012-2013 season. But Northwest falls to Northern State 73-49. We'll take a break, come back with our Extra Effort Award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Chucky Kemp, Brandon Travis back in the studios in Maryville. Northwest falls in this one to Northern State by a score of 73-49. The men also fell tonight 75-66 back at home. Now time to give out our Extra Effort Award. Northwest played a pretty good second half and one good face to see back out on the court. Maggie Marnin, she gets her Extra Effort Award tonight. 9 points for her, 4 for 5 from the field. 1 for 1 at the free throw stripe, and 1 rebound. But coming off an ACL injury last year, out for the entire season. She led the Bearcats in scoring 2 years ago with just over 11 points. It's good to see her back out on the floor, and she gets tonight's Extra Effort Award on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll take another break, come back, preview tomorrow's game just a little bit with you here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice. Vaccaro & Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131. In store at 5th and Buchanan or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NWAV.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back here in Wayne, Nebraska, Chucky Kemp. On site, Brandon Travis back in the studio in Maryville. Big thanks to him yet again as Northwest falls in this one 73-49. Tomorrow it'll be Wayne State and Northwest, the host school, taking on Northwest Missouri State, and see if Northwest can get on the right column of the schedule, I guess, looking for that first W of the season. Wayne State defeated Nebraska Kearney, the other MIAA team, up here 78-50 earlier today, moving them to 1-0 on the season and Kearney to 0-1. It'll definitely be another tough test, and head coach Michael Smith talked about it in the pregame that this was going to be a tough group of teams up here, Northern State, Wayne State, even Kearney, but especially the two out-of-conference, the NSIC teams, as this is the NSIC MIAA Challenge. Northern State and Wayne State, definitely two tough opponents to come up here and square off against. But Wayne State will be the team tomorrow. Talked with head coach Michael Smith in the post game, talking about maybe some other girls getting some better chances tomorrow after some disappointments from a few players. We'll see what the changes bring. Tonight's starting lineup was Scholl, Hurst, Easton, Schechinger, and Mustaine. We'll see if that stays the same. But altogether, a lot of new faces as 9 new players on the season, just 2 seniors. They did come back from last year, but a lot of new faces for the Bearcats, and we'll see who we see tomorrow as they go for their first win here in Wayne, Nebraska. We'll take a quick break, come back with our final comments from Wayne State College on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Wayne, Nebraska, as the lights just flipped off on us here. We're about to head out, but Northwest falls in this one 73-49. They're back at it tomorrow against Wayne State at 4 o'clock, pregame at 3:40. A couple other ones going on for you on the Bearcat Radio Network. The men's basketball team tonight lost 75-66 to Minnesota State Moorhead. Tomorrow, Bearcat football moved to Bearcat Stadium against Washburn. That kickoffs at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12 on KXCV and KRNW. And men's basketball at home again against Upper Iowa at 5 o'clock. That's right after Northwest football on KXCV and KRNW. Join us again tomorrow in Wayne, Nebraska, Wayne State College in Northwest, 4 o'clock, pregame at 3:40. For Brandon Travis in Maryville, I'm Chucky Kemp, saying so long from Wayne, Nebraska.